Hello. Today I am talking about why the arts is a vital part of public school education. Today I attended a ballroom dancing assembly at the public school, which my youngest son Sean attends. I was so impressed with how well the kids had learned different types of ballroom dancing: merengue, swing, tango, foxtrot, waltz, and the rumba. I don't even know how to do all of those dances. Anyway, it reminded me of the importance of the arts in school. The kids demonstrated all of the dances that they had learned through their school's partnership with this ballroom etiquette program called Dancing Classrooms. I have a link to the Dancing Classroom site on today's post. The enthusiasm of the program's education liaison, Victoria, and the dancing teacher, Diana, was contagious. They had us parents clapping to the beat for the appropriate dances as the kids twirled around, especially the merengue and the swing. At the end of the showcase, they even had the parents all get up and do the Macarena. How do you say it? Macarena? Or, yeah, I think it's Macarena. I had forgotten how to do it because that hasn't been a popular dance for a few years. So I asked one of the little girls to teach me. And so later, Shine is like, okay, I saw you. You were a little embarrassing, but also you did it better than me. So that's what I said to my friends, which is really cute. We all had a good time. I really appreciated the fact that the Dancing Classrooms program, it wasn't just about dance. The kids also learned etiquette, which can often seem lost in today's society, so that was refreshing. In noticeable ways, the boys and girls really were transformed a bit into little ladies and gentlemen. I laughed as one of the girls read a passage that she had written about her experience. In it, she mentioned how she thought the program was going to be awful because she was shy and didn't really want to dance with boys. Now, as a mom of a boy, I can confirm that her initial feelings were reciprocal. Most of the kids didn't want to touch or dance with the other gender at first. They got over it. At the end, though, the little girl admitted that it wasn't bad. In other words, she enjoyed it. On today's post, I also have a picture, not just a picture, a video of my son Sean doing the demonstration of the tango dance before his entire class did it together. The little boy who was supposed to do the demo was absent today, so Sean stepped in and did it, and he did a great job. Of course, I'm biased, but he did. Another exceptional aspect of this dancing program is how the instructors seamlessly link dance to the kids' academics. I know that one of the arguments against arts and education is that the kids need to be focused on academics. Well, academics don't exist within a bubble. These students, they research the various dance forms that they learn, including the various cultures which introduce the dances. They then wrote about their favorite dances and their origins. For example, one kid mentioned that the swing dance had its roots in Harlem and the African American culture, while another kid mentioned that the merengue originated in the Dominican Republic and other things like that. It was great. I want to say a special thank you to the school administrators and educators who support such programs. The principal at Sean's school is an amazing supporter of the arts. Both of my sons went to this elementary school, and I have seen over the years how she's made sure that dance and singing and band instruments and dance programs, anything that was available, she tried to bring it to her school, so I'm very grateful for her. And I also am grateful for the foundations, businesses, and politicians who help support the arts and schools financially through grants and funding. A special shout out to Karen Koslowitz, our Queen City Council member, who was especially helpful with this particular dance in classrooms program in my child's school. Overall, I'm so happy that in the midst of all this administration's budgets cuts to public school education, that so many individuals and companies see the many benefits that public school kids receive by having arts in schools. Take care.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.